in this disposable world in which we live, I mean, think of the stuff we just throw away. I wonder if we haven't developed a bit of a disposable attitude towards our relationships. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Perhaps you've heard of the Serenity Prayer. It goes something like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. If you've ever wondered where that came from, it was authored by the American theologian Reinhold Niebuhr early in the 20th century, and it's been adopted by Alcoholics Anonymous and indeed others. Sometimes we want to run away from the things that hurt us, the dead-end job with the impossible boss, the difficult wife or husband. It's only natural, cut them loose and get on and enjoy life. But what if God wants you to stay, to hang in there, to be his salt and his light in the lives of those people? Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its taste, it cannot be made salty again. Salt is useless if it loses its salty taste. It'll be thrown out where people will just walk on it. You are the light that shines for the world to see. You are like a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. People don't hide a lamp under a bowl. They put it on a lampstand. Then the light shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Should you stay or should you go? Well, what does Jesus want you to do? That's God's word, fresh for you today. God wants to guide us through those difficult decisions, and his word is full of wisdom that'll speak right into whatever situation you happen to be dealing with right at the moment. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.